So I'm here with Pēters Putniņš, who's the financial regulator, head of the financial regulator here in Latvia, who's just been giving us the annual review of 2016. It seemed like it was a fairly successful year all around. Would it be fair to say that?
Yeah, I would agree completely.
And in what sense? In the sense that we didn't have any major sort of bank runs or anything, or the fact that we got into OECD, maybe Latvia also improved its reputation a bit?
Both, I would say. First of all, I think we are lucky that the entire environment is more or less stable. I think we see the reflection of that also in profitability of our banks. So those are positive signs. And as to the OECD, I think we did our major job last year, and this year is going to be the time where we should just prove, first of all, everything we promised has been done, and that this was not a, a kind of a campaign in order to exceed exactly the OECD, but it's simply a new platform, so how we are going to act. So therefore, I think during the Moneyval examination, we will do our best what we can to prove that.
And in the past, Latvia has sometimes fairly, sometimes unfairly had this reputation as a place where maybe not the cleanest money sometimes gets cleaned up and sent into the EU's financial system. Do you think, you know, we don't have any more big surprises like Moldova and so on, things which have happened here? You're confident that the system's been cleaned up now?
Well, I would be cautious during this year at least. About the fact that, you know, sometimes history can catch you. But all in all, it shouldn't be the case anymore. From time to time, of course, nobody is safe of the situation that something comes up. But the main problem of Latvia was previously that those scandals were too many, too often, too large sums were involved, and it was too dirty. So therefore, if we can minimize that at least, I think this is going to be a success. And the intensive work by cleaning the customer bases in all of the banks working with the international clients gives us assurance at the moment at least that we are doing good job, the right job, and that this is moving in a positive direction.
I mean, I was checking some of the figures recently, and it seems that in the last year that you've been in the job, you've handed out almost double the amount in fines to banks that was handed out in the previous 4 years. I mean, was that a conscious decision on your part to, you know, really enforce things, look tough?
Yes, we've been tough, and I must say that we will continue to be so, but on the other hand, we will try to be fair. This is, again, this is not a kind of a campaign. We do not want to punish anybody. This is simply our reaction when we see that a regulator or country's reputation has been compromised. And this is what we will not accept, and therefore those fines. But that aside, if we will see that banks will work adequately, we will see diminishing risk exposures. We will never misuse this right of fining banks.
And I thought one very interesting point you raised, you kind of invited, well, media as well as the public at large to no longer talk about resident deposits and non-resident deposits, but
yes,
rather, you know, foreign clients and local clients. What's the reasoning behind that?
The reasoning is simple. We don't want to divide banking industry in Latvia anymore. We wish to see a strong bankers association unified. We wish to see a banking industry that works using the same rules and same standards, regardless whether they are working with their local clients or foreign clients. So I think starting with this change in terminology, we will be able to promote also a real unification within the banking industry. So that's
I'll do my best to comply, I promise. Okay, thank you very much.